Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal, IME on Kamal, KAMAL, Puri, PURI. Kamal Puri is a 65-year-old male who simply relates. He injured his right knee at work on 10/30/18, but he did not provide a mechanism of injury or what he understands to be his final diagnosis. But he states he did undergo surgery on the right knee in 2015 and also in 1999. Parity is no longer receiving any active treatment. Parity did not relate any injury to the left knee in particular. Period. A paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleged he was scanning bags on 10/30/18 and injured his right knee. Period. He received an order approving settlement on 12/4/19 for 22.5% of the statutory right leg for residuals of injury to the right knee with arthroscopic repair. Period. He then reopened his claim and received another order approving settlement on 3/2/22 in the amount of 30% of the right leg less 22.5%. Brady has now filed a second reopener alleging increase in permanency about the right knee as well as a derivative left knee injury. Period. As per his answers to second reopener interrogatories on 12/15/22, Mr. Puri alleged that no treatment is requested or sought from the respondent, period. He had retired from the insured and received severance package effective January 2021, and the severance period expired in August 2022, parentheses, 18 months, close parentheses, period. He was getting Social Security retirement, but he was not eligible for Medicare since he was 64 years old. Period. He denied any new injuries to the right knee, but complained of having increased symptoms. Period. He also states that due to favoring the right knee, he has pain and limitation of motion in his left knee. Period. His second reopener was on 12/16/22. Period. In paragraph as per the medical record supplied, Mr. Puri was seen on 12/20/18. By Dr. Ramani, R-A-M-A-N-I. Apparently related symptoms began on 10/30/18 when he was scanning a box and suddenly twisted his knee, causing severe pain. But he went to a company doctor who had him go x-rays that were normal and prescribed therapy. But he had no relief of his symptoms despite therapy. But he did reveal he had injury to the right knee in 1999, working at the same job and occupation. Pretty was administered 2 cortisone injections, comma physical therapy, and eventually underwent surgical intervention. Pretty's symptoms greatly improved postoperatively, comma however, comma were aggravated due to the new work injury. Period. The doctor had him undergo x-rays of the right knee. It showed medial joint space narrowing with a traction spur of the superior patellar pole, but there was no fracture or dislocation noted. Brady diagnosed internal derangement of the right knee, for which he ordered an MRI. Period. He had this reviewed with him by Dr. Romani on 12/31/18. This was done on 12/26/18, 18 and revealed horizontal tear in the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, semicolon, anterior subcutaneous soft tissue swelling, consistent with recent trauma, comma, in an appropriate clinical setting, period. Mild joint effusion consistent with recent trauma, comma, in an appropriate clinical setting, paired approximately 3 by 2 by 1 centimeter Baker's cyst, paired the extensor mechanism, comma, ACL, comma, PCL, comma, and the collateral ligaments are intact. Paired Dr. Romani diagnosed complex tear of the medial meniscus as well as synovial cyst of the popliteal space for which they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 129-19, he performed right knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy, along with partial synovectomy of the medial, lateral, and patellofemoral compartments. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right knee medial meniscal tear with synovitis. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 5-17-19. Period, Mr. Puri alleged his symptoms have slightly worsened after returning to work. Period, he was advised to use over-the-counter medications and or inflammatory, anti-inflammatory or pain medications. Period, if symptoms persist, they would consider a cortisone injection in the future. Period, Mobic 15 milligrams was also prescribed. Period, in paragraph, Mr. Puri was seen on 2-18-20 by Dr. Warshauner, W-A-R-S-H-A-U-N-E-R, period. He noted Dr. Romani had discharged him from care on 5-17-19, and he received a settlement in December 2019. Period, about 1 month ago, he asked for additional treatment, but did not have any re-injury, period. Dr. Warshauner diagnosed unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right knee as well as right knee pain. Period, he recommended physical therapy and placed no work restrictions on him. Period, he opined the patient's medial meniscal tear and subsequent need for arthroscopic intervention of the right knee are causally related to the work injury of 10-30-18. Period, the patient received appropriate treatment, including surgical intervention, and was appropriately placed at MMI. Period, as per the exam today, the patient has no clinical evidence of residual or additional internal derangement of the right knee. Period, his subjective complaints are not supported by objective findings. Period, he added the patient's knee complaints are due to his pre-existing medial compartment arthrosis. Period, as this condition is not causally related, the patient needs no further treatment under the workers' compensation claim. Period, this includes no physical therapy, comma, imaging studies, comma, and no further surgical intervention. Period, remains at MMI. Period, he also was cleared to continue to work full duty with no restrictions. Period, new paragraph. Dr. Gecha, G-E-C-H-A, performed an evaluation on 12-23-20. Period, he noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He admitted the first time he had issues with the right knee was in 1999, when a metal cart struck the anterior medial aspect of the knee. Period, he had cortisone injections and therapy leading up to a knee arthroscopy, which apparently involved medial meniscal work, after which he did very well. Period, he alleged he was asymptomatic and doing what he normally wanted to do up until the 10-30-18 incident. Period. Dr. Getcha concluded the patient was not at maximum medical improvement. His major issue is the aggravation of a pre-existing osteoarthritic condition in the medial tibiofemoral compartment of the knee. Pretty recommended a cortisone injection and 3 to 6 weeks of physical therapy, at which point he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period, if he had persistent pain and discomfort, he would consider visco supplementation, which would be palliative, not curative, but it might allow him to maintain his present level of activity. The patient had continued to work full duty through the pain. He raised the possibility of a knee replacement in the future. The workers' compensation component of this would only be a small part. The majority of osteoarthritis that he has is probably secondary to the previous medial meniscectomy that he had done in 1999 and part of the normal aging process. The petitioner followed up with Dr. Getcha on 1/21/21 when he accepted a depomedrol injection to the knee. He returned on 3/22/21 and stated he had been out of work since 12/27/20 because of right knee pain. He was much improved after the 3/1/21 injection and 8 sessions of physical therapy. Dr. Getcha wrote, he is diagnosed with medial meniscal tear, properly treated with partial medial meniscectomy, aggravation of pre-existing arthritic condition in the medial tibial femoral and patellofemoral compartments of the knee, improving after right knee cortisone injection and physical therapy. He was going to finish out his last few sessions of physical therapy, at which point he would be at maximum medical improvement. He was to return in 3 weeks' time. He did see Dr. Getcha again on 4/14/21 when he declared Mr. Puri had reached maximum medical improvement and could return to work full duty in reference to the right knee only. He was also seen by orthopedist Dr. Thrower, T-H-R-O-W-E-R, on 7/12/21, He related retiring in March of 2021, He estimated an overall permanent disability in the right leg at 8.5% of the leg. However, he would attribute 70% of it to be a result of the 1999 injury, and 30% of it to be a result of his 2018 injury. It was also clear to him that the arthritis he has in his knee would be causally related to the 1999 injury and surgery, but not to the 2018 incident. It is very common for arthritis to develop after medial after meniscal resection surgery. At the time of the 2018 injury, MRI showed there was moderate osteoarthritis present, which clearly would not have resulted as a result of the October 2018 incident. Therefore, he concluded the arthritis was not related to that incident. X-rays of the left shoulder was done on 9/15/21. There appeared to be post-surgical changes of the left AC joint with a calcific or ossific density overlying the joint space. Dr. Patel evaluated Mr. Puri on 9/22/21. I was diagnosed with neck pain, for which he ordered x-rays, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, elevated blood pressure, and overweight body mass. He was on medications for the aforementioned disorders. Dr. Patel managed him over the next few years, running through 8/24/22 period. He gave an additional diagnosis of pain of bilateral knee joints, for which he ordered naproxen and x-rays, period. He not only had bilateral knee pain, but also right elbow pain, but he was seen in the emergency room where x-rays of the elbow were negative. Period. He also wanted to have papers filled out for disability parking, period. Dr. Patel referred him for x-rays of the cervical spine on 9/24/21. Pair, they showed moderate degenerative changes from C4 through C7. Pair, scratch that. There was moderate to advanced degenerative joint disease at C4-5 and moderate degenerative changes at C5-6 and C6-7. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Dwyer performed a neutral treatment evaluation on 2/6/23. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. He related his symptoms about the right knee were identical in nature to those he had at the time of his amended award in 2022. Period. He is not alleging an increase in frequency and severity of his right knee pain. Period. However, over the last 6 months, he is alleging the onset of medial-sided contralateral left knee pain, which he believes is occurring as a result of compensatory overload. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed pain in the right knee, pain in the left knee, as well as unilateral primary osteoarthritis of both knees, and on the right, bicompartmentally. Period. His conclusion was that weight-bearing films and merchant x-rays of both knees to assess the joint lines and patellofemoral alignment were recommended, period. With regard to the left knee, he appeared to have symptomatic patellofemoral and mild medial compartment arthritic disease, which are likely chronic in nature, period. On 3/6/23, Dr. Dwyer reviewed MRIs done out of the country, period. He did not indicate the specific dates of these studies. Paired in the right knee, he has grade 4 changes with sclerosis over the medial tibial plateau and a degenerative tear of the mid and posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Paired at the left knee, he again has grade 4 arthritic disease over the medial hemijoint. Paired, he has a large cyst near the PCL origin off the tibia posteriorly, which extends into the mid portion of the tibia. Paired, he has mild patellofemoral arthritic disease. Period, he has the degenerative tear of the posterior horn and medial meniscus. Period. Dr. Dwyer reevaluated him on 5/1/23, stating his right knee was feeling better. Period, he still had severe pain in the left knee. Period. That was his primary concern, period. Dr. Dwyer reviewed MRIs of both knees that essentially were identical. Period. They both demonstrated degenerative tears of the medial meniscus with advanced medial compartment, arthritic disease, and some patellofemoral disease. Paired standing x-rays of both knees showed reasonable preservation of the lateral hemijoint. Paired with respect to the right knee, he would normally opine that options included repeat steroid injections, common viscous supplementation injection, or medial compartment unloader brace. Paired, however, the patient is improved since the settlement, and therefore he did not see subjective or objective worsening of symptoms. Paired with respect to the left knee, he had recent onset of symptoms and symmetric findings in both knees, both clinically and MRI. Paired, this would tend to indicate a chronic pre-existing long-standing genetic issue, particularly in light of the patient's bilateral genu-varum deformity. Paired, he recommended further treatment under the purview of his private insurance. Paired, the radiologist's interpretation of the 3/7/23 x-rays bilaterally, where there was no joint space narrowing. Paired, there was a large anterior superior right patellar enthesophyte, but no effusions or other soft tissue abnormalities. Paired. New paragraph. Lastly, on 3/13/23, Dr. Zaretsky, Zaretsky, performed an evaluation. Paired. He concluded the accident of 10/30/18 is the proximate cause of the complaints, physical findings, and diagnosis noted in the body of his report. Paired. Those diagnoses included status post traumatic left knee strain and sprain, derivative in nature with residual post-traumatic left knee synovitis, comma, joint line tendonitis, joint line tenderness, comma, synovial thickening, comma, diffuse patellofemoral crepitus, and painful loss of range of motion. Brady recommended imaging of the left knee as well as an MRI without contrast. Paired, if negative for internal derangement, he would recommend a course of viscous supplementation injections combined with physical therapy. Paired, if the MRI did reveal internal derangement, he would recommend arthroscopic surgical intervention of the left knee followed by physical therapy. Paired, physical exam. Inspection revealed genu valgus deformities of both knees. Paired, there was healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired, then normal through. He was tender at the medial joint lines of the knee bilaterally. Paired, knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with an inconsistent limp on the right, complaining of tenderness in that knee. Paired, he was able to stand on his heels and toes with support. Paired, he changed positions hesitantly and was able to squat and rise. Paired, impressions. Kamal Puri reportedly injured his right knee at work on 10/30/18. When moving baggage. Paired, he had a prior right knee injury in 1999 for which he had already undergone arthroscopic surgery to the medial meniscus. Paired, after the subject event, he had extensive diagnostics and treatment, including surgery on 129/19 to be inserted here. Paired, new paragraph, he later alleged due to compensating for the right knee, he developed symptoms in the left knee. Paired, these were well after the subject event and after when he retired. Paired, he was seen again by several orthopedic specialists. Paired, Dr. Dwyer concluded his left knee issues were unrelated to the right knee injury or its treatment. Paired, he concluded the arthritis there was due to the prior meniscectomy. Paired, the petitioner had symmetric arthritis in the contralateral left knee despite the absence of injury. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Mr. Puri found he ambulated with an inconsistent gait, favoring the right lower extremity. Period. He was able to squat and rise, but changed positions hesitantly. Period. There were degenerative valgus deformities at the knees bilaterally, but full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. He did have mild tenderness, palpation about the medial joint lines bilaterally. Period. New paragraph. In my view, there was no increase in the components that led to his previous award involving the right knee. Period. It was also my opinion that his left knee condition is unrelated to the subject event, or its residuals. Period. In my view, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg as this relates to the event of 10/30/18. Period. The medical literature demonstrates that a compensatory gait is not the underlying cause of arthritis or other abnormalities in the opposite knee. Period. I believe this is the case here. Period. And Dr. Thrower offered 8.5% of the right leg, a portion 70% pre-existing and 30% to the work incident. Period. I would offer no more than 5% permanent partial disability at the left leg, 100% of which is pre-existing. Period. The fact that he had symmetric abnormalities, degenerative abnormalities in the knees, comport with the natural progression of aging. Period. End.